6:15 on a Tuesday, and that snarling dog can mean only one thing, that the L.A. City watchdog is off his chain and ready to bite into another issue. Jack Comfortville, welcome aboard. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
So, what do we got today? We got a $2 billion sale of the L.A. Clippers, and does that mean that we're going to get soaked somehow?
Well, it probably means that you have to move back into your mother's house to afford the cable TV piece, Doug.
Yeah, because somehow, if they're actually, if Steve
Ballmer,
who is the former CEO of the former exec at Microsoft who bought this play toy, if he's actually serious about making it a going business, he's got to get some of this money back somehow. And we saw what happened with the Dodgers, obviously. The Dodgers sprung for $2.1 billion, and then they created their own television network, which is still in a standoff between Time Warner and all the other satellite and cable providers.
Well, it's amazing. You know, I mean, all these little billion-dollar play toys, if you will, that we're going to end up paying for. You know, on the one hand, you know, we basically paid $4 billion to get rid of two of the biggest jerks we've ever met, Frank McCourt over the Dodgers and this guy Donald Sterling, with the Clippers. But that's not going to be, but that's not going to come for free for us, because we're going to end up paying a whole bunch of more money in cable TV fees. As you mentioned, the Dodgers, put that one in the proper perspective. I think the Dodgers' revenues is going to be like $200-$250 million that the Dodgers are going to receive. So Time Warner will end up doubling that, so they can make their money. So we'll be paying $400-$500 million. That's $100 a year for to watch the Dodgers.
Well, the standoff here is this: is that the cable companies are saying, the ones who don't, not Time Warner, obviously, because they own the rights, but the other service world, that's Dish Network or Charter or whoever it is, they're saying they don't want, they want it to be a la carte. They want customers who want Dodgers baseball, or if the Clippers end up forming their own sports network, a Clippers network, and in the earlier fight over the Lakers, let Laker fans who want to see Laker games pay the premium for Lakers basketball. But the teams and the rights owners are saying, no, it's a must carry. Everybody has to have it. So even though you've never watched one
That's
inning of any baseball game in life, you're going to end up having to pay for it.
Absolutely. And it's sort of like 50% of the programming fees are sports related, whether, the big one's ESPN. 50% of the programming costs are sports, and I think that's only 20% of the audience. So, your grandmother is not going to be watching ESPN Sports Center or the Dodgers or the Clippers, or the Lakers aren't any deal either, my friends.
Yeah, but, the thing is that this is true for not just sports. This is true for all of cable TV, and there's legislation. John McCain has actually been pushing for this a la carte cable bill, which in theory is a good idea, although I've read a couple of pieces that say you'll end up paying just as much anyway. But it's frustrating because there's like 9,000 channels. And they did a study that the average TV viewer uses a total of 17 out of the 900 channels. And you're paying for all of them. I counted, and I came up with 12. There's only 12 channels that I ever turn on. And I don't even bother going down to the HD channels.
Yeah.
Because it's like I couldn't be bothered putting in three-digit numbers. Do I need to see Wolf Blitzer in HD? I don't think
no.
The thing is, so it's not just sports. It's really the model for cable television.
Yeah, but sports is the biggie. I mean, it's 50% of the cost. ESPN, Disney thinks they have a right to raise their rates 5-10% a year. They're going to go in and enter into a new contract.
Well, it's the thing. It's the only thing that people have passion for. You see, the sports fans are passionate, and it's also
live.
That's exactly right. It's the last thing, and we've talked about this. Sporting events is the last thing that has to be seen in real time, because everything else you can DVR, and it doesn't matter. But with sports, you have to see the game live.
Yeah. Not only do you have to pay whatever number of dollars we're going to have to pay to see ESPN or the Dodgers or the Clippers or the Let's Go Kings, you're going to have to listen to all the damn ads too. I mean, it's not like you're getting it on Netflix without any ads. you have to listen to all the beer ads and the car ads, and you know, I think it's like 15 minutes every hour that you're going to be bombarded with all sorts of stupid stuff that breaks the train of the game.
Well, the game stops. I mean, there's no way around it. They're not going to not have timeout, and they're not going to not have halftime.
And people are spoiled now because of, like you mentioned, Netflix and the other channels where you don't have to listen and watch through the commercials.
Yeah, but guess what? Sports fans don't care. Sports fans understand they're not going to play a game with no timeouts.
Yeah.
They're not.
Well,
it's part of the game. It's part of the fabric of the game. There will be, you know, what are you going to do on a baseball game when the teams are changing from defense to offense at the end of an inning? I mean, there's going to be 3-4 minutes anyway. So, I don't think that's the issue. The issue is whether or not everybody should be forced to pay for these tremendous deals that the cable companies sign with sports franchises.
Well, the other one that's going to be interesting is this World Cup. When they do the World Cup, it's 45 minutes straight running, no ads. You get about a 20-minute halftime break, and then you have another 45 minutes, and that's straight time. Now, granted, they probably run little trailers underneath and probably pick off your eyeballs from place to place, but it's a constant movement.
Yeah.
And I haven't quite figured out how all that money is made. I think it's made through the cable. To the cable fees.
Well, I don't know, because I'm not going to watch 1 second of the World Cup. So.
Yeah, but that's going to be big in L.A., Doug. You know that.
Of course it is, but you see, this is what we got. 800 choices. Everybody makes a choice. I have no interest in the World Cup soccer. I'm an American. I have thumbs.
Most watched sporting event in the world.
I understand that, but you know, I don't watch competitive poker or competitive eating contests either. I don't care if
You're
Joey Chestnut eats 800 hot dogs in 40 seconds on
Doug,
the radio. I've seen
the,
that done at the
he's
Christmas
an American
party.
Hero.
What about the Pawn Stars marathon this weekend?
Yeah, there you go.
You see, now that I would watch. That I would watch, because I got to get my Chumley. Now, let me ask you, Jack, while we got here real quick, is there anything on the ballot here today locally that we should be watching?
Well, there's not anything that impacts the city of Los Angeles. Actually, the one that I'm interested in is the business about the Brown Act, and that's on the ballot. I don't know whether that's – I think that's 42. And it basically says that the city is going to be required – to pay for your Public Requests Act, so they have to fork over the information. And right now, the state is required to do it, but unfortunately or fortunately, the state just doesn't pay the city to comply with the Brown Act. So I think that's a biggie, which I'm definitely voting for, because I think we need all the transparency we can possibly get, and we don't want to give the people at City Hall any excuses not to give us that information.
And, of course, one of the really important races is these elections to replace the members of the Board of Supervisors, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors seats that are available. And that could have a tremendous impact on this area. Because we're losing Zev Yaroslavsky now, and Mike Antonovich is going too. So this is a big, big deal.
The county is a really interesting one. One of the things that I haven't written about, but I've tried to do a little analysis, the county tells us everything's so great. I mean, they've done a much better job on the budget than the city. Of course, that's not saying much. But they've done a very good job on the budget. But their pension obligations on a per-person basis are greater than they are in the city.
Yep.
That's when you include all the post-retirement medical benefits, which as far as the county's concerned, is a real monster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just huge.
And let's not forget, we're going to get a new L.A. County Sheriff as well, which has been a big problem for the County Board of Supes. Okay, very good. Jack, thanks so much. CityWatchLA.com.